Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
No new news in the world of the Sabres-Eichel saga. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Marty Biron back with us here after blowing us off Friday. Hey, Riv, little subtle blow off. Didn't let any of us know that he wasn't going to be around, but...
Okay. Do you want me to make you feel bad, or are you going to go on like that?
Oh, don't make me feel bad. I don't know what happened.
So let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry if something happened, Marty.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not know. My apologies there. Wow, talk about...
I'm going to laugh about it. Just because you came after me, I'm going to come after you too.
Talk about the old foot in the mouth, eh?
Yeah,
the old size 13.
What a way to start a show.
Petey, I love you. That's why I did it. Because, you know, if I didn't know you, I'd be like licking my chops. And then I'm like, you know what? Just because we're good friends and people are going to laugh. So I'm like, I'm just going to come back at him.
Something bad better happen then, Marty, because you better not be screwing with me. Instigators, I apologize. WGR 550.
It's all good.
Jack skated yesterday. I guess he's been skating, but we saw a video of him. I thought for sure he'd have his BU stuff on. And the other thing I was going to say was, Marty, we spent the whole show yesterday.
Does he still have BU stuff, you think? Number one. Do college guys have to give it back to the school?
I'm going to say no. Used only there for 1 year. He mopped it up after 1 year when he was 17 years. Was he not 17 years old? Yes, he was.
No, he was a late birthday, so he was 18.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, still not a bad year for a freshman.
No, but when you guys moved on from juniors, did you have to give back your stuff? I remember guys used to get shoulder pads, and at the end of the year, they'd have to leave them there because if they didn't come back.
Junior was so cheap. They were so cheap in junior. Take two sticks home and leave your gear.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
Two sticks home. They gave you like two sticks for the entire year. And I remember if you were in the top echelon of the team, you would get remember the Titan Turbos?
Yeah.
You couldn't take a saw to these sticks and cut through them with a saw. No, I'm not kidding you. It was dense wood that were unbreakable sticks.
And At the end of practice, I didn't because I was a goalie, but guys would do one-timers against the board just to try to break a stick, and they could never get to it. They couldn't like break it.
Those sticks back in the day, like I said, were unbreakable.
Yeah.
They were dense pieces of wood.
Were those the like black clubs. Titans with the red marks on them? Yes. Like they were like made out of like literally like what's a strong wood? Oak? I don't know, but it was made out of strong wood.
You have my word, and it's stronger than oak. Instigators, Marty's here. Craig's here. Michael Pekka joining the Rochester Americans. Before we jump in, he's going to join us at 11 o'clock. Before we jump into any Jack talk, Michael Pekka joining the Amerks. Just hired last year, I think, was it player development with Washington. Yep. And now he's coming to join the Rochester Americans. We'll talk to him at 11 o'clock. Did either of you know this was happening?
Well, I knew Pex wants to get back into hockey and coaching. So I knew last year he had inquired about a few places around the National Hockey League and then settled into doing development with the Washington Capitals. But I'm not surprised. I'll be honest with you. Like, Peck's coach at the 15U level, 16U level. When his boy was playing, then coached again at the 15U level when his boy moved out and played juniors or went to school. And he wants to be back in the business. He wants to be coaching at some point. He's a very, very good communicator. And I a great leader. So I'm not surprised. I think he'll be great in Rochester. And within a couple of years, 2-3 years, I think he'll have a assistant job or something in the National Hockey League. I think he's going to fast track to the NHL.
Some lucky prospects down there to have a coach like that. That's what I'll say. The American League is, you know, you talk about development and where kids need to go to develop. I mean, it's more than just on-ice development, too.
This guy, remember
ultimate
Cunny?
Leader.
Randy yeah. Cunningworth came into Rochester. So my first year in Rochester, 97, 98, Brian McCutcheon was the only coach. He didn't even have an assistant, right? 98, 99, he has John Cristiano as an assistant, which Johnny C was awesome. And there was also Randy Cunningworth, who was kind of a player assistant. And Cunny was the perfect guy like to have, and then he moved on to coach and be in the National Hockey League and all of that. So I was so lucky that Cunny decided to join the Rochester Americans my second year, because we learned so much from him, and so did Ryan Miller and Vanek and Roy and Pominville and UPD and everybody that came through. They all came through because they learned from Cunny.
I love Cunny.
Pex is the same way. Pex will be the same way.
I have you mentioned John Cristiano, okay? So those of you who don't know, John Cristiano was the assistant coach of the Sabres or the Amerks, and he was a scout with the Sabres, and he was a very religious man, very, very religious guy, did not swear. He would not swear. And we're in the middle of a game and things get heated. And when Johnny got heated, he would like start pulling his coat off like he was getting really mad. He'd be like, and he wanted to swear and he'd yell, "Lord love a duck," and guys were like turning around like what did you just say? He's like, "Lord love a duck," like he's so mad, like he's saying we're on a hockey bench and he's like yelling "Lord love a duck," and guys are like yelling the F word and this and that, and here he is, just he's trying to keep it on the rails as best he can. Instigators, let's get this back on the rails here.
What does that even mean?
Lord love a duck.
What does that mean?
Anytime I bring up my brother loves John Cristiano, but I he's like, oh, I was talking to John Cristiano, and he's like, yeah, Lord love a duck.
I gotta Google it. Like,
Lord love a duck. It's hilarious. Marty, we spent the entire show yesterday, well, about the first hour and a half, talking about the statement from Jack's agents and the situation that is right now with the Sabres and Eichel. And what are your thoughts after the weekend and everything that's gone on?
I listened to part of your show yesterday, fellas. It was entertaining. Here's what everybody seems to be wanting to put out statements, and Evander Kane put out a statement that backfired really quickly. So Jack's agents putting out a statement. And it made me think, like, okay, like, what do I think of this statement? And I couldn't even get there, because that made me think, why did we get here? What made us go through this whole offseason of Jack surgery, fusion versus disc replacement, and what team is in? And I go back to Jack in his exit interviews with the media at the end of the season, when Paul Hamilton asked him about surgeries possibly, and Jack basically opened the bag. He let the cat out of the bag and he said, well, basically not my decision. And that's when we've sensed that there was a disagreement between the Sabres and Jack Eichel in his camp. And if Jack had just said, a lot going on, we'll go through the next few weeks, see what's best for me and the team, and go, I don't think we would have gone through this whole summer, because I think Kevin Adams would have been able to go under the radar, talk to teams. Obviously, there would have been rumors. The Darren Dreger and Elliot Friedman would have figured out, like, well, Sabres may be shopping Jack Eichel. There's got to be something there. But it wouldn't have been to that extent. And it wouldn't have been this I don't want to call it fighting, but yeah, it's fighting kind of that the Sabres are having right now with Jack and his camp. So I go back to, you know, I know we hate it. We're in the media. But as athletes, say as little as you can, nod and spit out cliches, because the moment you open your mouth and you say something that's remotely interesting, it could get dicey, and that's what's happening. So I go back to that as to now we have a Kevin Adams saying we're in perfect control. Jack's agent releasing a statement, all of it. He probably go back to Jack's interview at the end of the season. Go back and listen to it. You're going to see that's where it all started.
So you think that the statements that Jack said at the start of the after the season in his press conference talked about there's just a disconnect with himself and the team, and that opened the can of worms where everybody kind of raised an eyebrow thinking this could be the end of this relationship.
Well, that's when the grenade exploded.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you're saying that now that's put Kevin Adams and the Sabres in a tougher spot of trying to move Jack on, because now teams out there know that there is a disconnect and there's pressure on Kevin Adams because Jack's such an elite player in the game. Mm-hmm. Now teams are going out and they're offering, you know, less than market value because they know that there's pressure on Kevin Adams.
There's a ton of pressure on Kevin Adams, but I believe right now there's a ton of pressure on Jack Eichel as well, because he wants to play hockey. He wants to go out and perform. And really, like, if Jack Eichel couldn't play at the end of the season because he was not healthy, and Jack Eichel doesn't get a surgery this summer, Jack Eichel shows up at camp unhealthy and can't play. And if the Sabres' recommendation is, we want you to get a fusion. I don't know what's happening. And I listened to the doctor on Elliott's pod and I'm like, well, maybe a disc replacement is a good idea. But then I'm like, okay, well, where's the other side? You know, like where's the doctor that says, I don't think the disc replacement is a good idea. I think the fusion is a good idea. I would like to get that as well. Right. So, but if Jack doesn't do if the Sabres recommend a fusion, and that's what they want to do, and Jack doesn't do it, does he show up to camp and he's put on the physically unable to perform or whatever? Like there's a kind of list like that, like football has, and then he doesn't get paid. Like what's the end game here?
There's gonna be a massive lawsuit on that, right? Do you not think?
Yeah, but
because Jack Eichel can't be told what to do with his body.
Yes, it can. It's black and white, and you sign a CBA. Contract. You sign a contract. You signed a contract. It's in the CBA.
That's what I said yesterday. I cannot believe that that's given from the person.
That changed my whole perspective. When I found out that was in the CBA, I'm like, I don't agree with it. Players should have more of a saying with what surgery their bodies are going to have to go through. But we all signed off on this. Like, how long has this been in there? Was that like that since the start of my career?
That's what I'm asking. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. No one's.
No, I believe it's new from
my body.
I believe it's new from the last CBA negotiation, which was last year, I believe.
So the memorandum of understanding, the MOU, that was new in there for that? It wasn't in 12-13 when we...
I can't confirm that, but I know that it was definitely, I want to say that I heard Elliot and Jeff Merrick talking about that. And they mentioned that that was something that was added, or maybe even Elliot said it on our show here last week.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe that's in the CBA. I honestly can't believe, like, Riv, the question you just said, or the comment you just said, is as simple as it gets, you know. Jack Eichel should be able to have a say on his body, but the fact of the matter is that the way it's written is that he doesn't.
Yeah, so you can't, like, you can't really, you can fight it if you want, but in the end, it's right there in paper.
I understand, you know? That, but I mean, I think there's going to be, you know, it's going to be a much tougher situation if, you know, Jack Eichel shows up to camp, they have to deem him unfit to play. So he, you know, and he's not going to do the surgery that maybe the Sabres want. They're going to suspend him. And that's what's easy for them to do. And they don't have to pay him the $10 million.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a signing bonus this year. So let's see. He would have had a $7.5 million signing bonus. Dan, he would have made a $7.5 million, and then you're fighting over $2.5 million, which doesn't matter. But yeah, now he doesn't have a signing bonus this year. It's a straight out 10. You guys remember, PD, when Maxim Afinagenov came back from Russia and he had staples in his forehead and he was dealing with post-concussion symptoms. And he said, I took a puck in the face in practice. Well, if you take a puck in the face in practice.
More like a crowbar from the mob.
Well, they'll still pay you because you're training, right? They'll say, okay, well, you're hurt, you're not healthy, but you did it while training. But apparently that's not what happened. He took a baseball bat to the face at a bar or something. I have no idea what happened. They suspended him without pay because they said not part of hockey. So, and he couldn't fight it. So the same thing here, like Jack got hurt playing hockey. So as long as he's hurt, he would be able to get paid unless there is a, hey, here you go, you got to get this surgery. And then if you're still hurt after the surgery and can't play hockey, you're still getting paid. But if you refuse the surgery, the team would have a good point of saying he's hurt and he's refusing a surgery, we are going to not pay him. That could very well happen. That could happen because that would be in the team's power to do so.
And I don't think that anybody really truly believed that that was even going to be a possibility. I think everybody thought that this would all be done. The trade would be done and moved on. But I yeah, feel like now this is the barrel that we're staring down right now. And I think this is a real possibility.
Unless it puts pressure on, you know, Jack Eichel's agency to go out and help try and initiate this trade, to say like, listen, our medical staff, our medical doctors are telling us that the right way to get Jack healthy, not only on the short term, but long term, is to have the disc replacement. He is going to be healthy. Make the trade. Step up and make the trade. Like, is that going to happen?
Yeah, but again, Rivs, you have Jack Eichel, okay? He's not had a surgery yet. Okay, so I am going to trade you pieces to acquire Jack Eichel. It is an unknown right now, an unknown, what Jack will be like after the surgery. I can't trade you pieces for Jack at 100%, and Kevin Adams is not going to take less than 100% on return. So it's that wheel. We're going around in the same mouse on the wheel right now. Jack doesn't get a surgery while he's not healthy. Kevin can't get the return. Maybe Jack should get the surgery. He doesn't want the surgery. Like, it just,
you're almost better off just hanging on to it. You're almost better off just hanging on to him.
You're going to be in the same situation 5 months from now.
That's fine. That's fine. That no problem. We'll reevaluate it later. If I'm not going to get, and you know, feel free to squash this thought, but if I'm not going to get full value, and I've changed my tone completely on this.
Let me ask
you
a question.
I really have.
Yeah.
And I don't.
I'm willing to admit that. I'm absolutely with the statement doesn't help. Other things don't help. And I'm just going to, you know, the offers don't help. You know, the offers do not help. So, you know, I'm just going to sit here and say you're almost better to just keep the asset. Keep it until you can refurbish it.
Question.
Get it shiny and ready to sell again.
What if Jack Eichel decides that he's going to take it upon himself just to go out and have this this neck surgery, replacement disc surgery? What happens?
Well, then there would be a huge grievance. Like, it's not the same if I stub my toe on the dresser, right? My little toe is sideways, and I go to the doctor and they say you need surgery on your toe. And the team's going to be, okay, that's fine. Like, you need, your toe is busted. You need to put it back, right? You stub your toe. But this is not the same thing. If Jack Eichel just decides to go to a doctor and get his neck operated on, Sabres are like, was not approved by us. And you are suspended until you can be healthy enough to come back.
So if he goes and gets the surgery, And within 6 weeks, from what they're saying, 6 weeks, he's ready to fully train. And then he's got another 6 weeks until the start of the season, and he's flying around like crazy. What happens?
Well, maybe that's what he needs to do. and take a chance that he could miss out the $50 million that he's owed.
Okay. You don't think he's going to sign someplace else? Like, how does it work? That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, what are the legal ramifications of Jack Eichel basically just saying, I can't do this. I need to take care of myself. I'm going to go have.
I don't know. Let me go. I got to go check my labor law degree here that I have.
Yeah. But, no, but you could. You could do that. Jack Eichel could easily tomorrow say, I'm getting the surgery anyway. Okay. But you're taking a major risk. Major, major risk, Rivs. Because if he gets the surgery and like the neck is never healthy enough to play hockey again, he is not making one more penny. One more penny. His contract's guaranteed. If he gets the surgery the Sabres want him to get and doesn't play hockey again because the surgery doesn't work, he's making his $50 million. Okay? If you go against that and you go get your own surgery and it doesn't work, you have zero. And you're not signing another contract because you can't play. So you have zero times zero, okay, zero, zero.
So let's take the other side. Let's say that Jack goes and gets the surgery without permission. He comes back after 6 weeks. He is allowed to fully train because that's what they're saying after this this type of surgery, that within 6 weeks, you will be ready to fully train. He starts to skate for another 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks. And he feels fantastic. What happens then? Like, what happens to his contract because he went and did this surgery? Do they still, you know, there's
just, no, then you're healthy.
Go ahead.
Do they, can they sue Jack Eichel? Can they sue Jack Eichel?
There's probably going to be some legal actions taken.
I think there would have to be some kind of a waiver or something signed that anything that happens that related to the neck going forward is not our responsibility. For sure, that would have to be something that would have to be in writing.
But at least when looking at it that way, at least, Rivs, what you are saying is that you put a stop in that wheel that I was talking about. The Jack is not healthy part. Then you're like, okay, Jack decided to get the surgery on his own, taking a huge risk gamble that he will miss out on $50 million.
Yeah.
But he's healthy and he can play. And now teams are like, oh, well, let's look at Jack's files, medical files. He's 100% healthy. He can play. Let's trade for full market value. So now you've put a stop, a speed bump into that wheel that keeps going around right now all summer long, and you fix something.
Well, now, but as a huge price, now the Sabres are not on the hook for the $50 million guaranteed money.
Yeah, because now they can trade him for full market value.
It's not even about trading him. It's about if Jack Eichel goes and has that surgery on his own, the Sabres are not on the hook for $50 million guaranteed.
That's what I would think.
So Jack's putting that in his hands, that he feels very comfortable that his medical professionals are going to do this surgery and that he's going to be able to play and continue to move forward.
That's never been done, right? I can guarantee you that Jack Skamp has talked to the NHLPA and I've said, what if? And they have had their lawyers look through up and down. That's never been done, that a player says, I'm going to go get a surgery that the team is openly against, and I'm taking a gamble. Like, that is a huge, huge risk. And I don't think that's ever been done. So I think we're speculating as to what would happen because we don't have a precedent to it.
When was the last time, other than Lindros, that we've seen a star player like this in a team in a messy situation like this?
Well, here in Buffalo, there was LaFontaine too, right? With the concussion?
That's before my time. I don't know that I didn't know there was an issue. I just thought they traded him at the end of his...
Then he got hurt. Basically, I think Patty, the doctors here were telling them, like, you cannot play hockey with the head injury that you suffered, and we can't clear you to play hockey. And Patty's doctors were like, no, he's fine. So the Sabres ended up trading him to the New York Rangers, I believe, and he continued on to play. And then that got resolved. Eric Lindros was kind of the same thing. Now, do you guys remember the story about Eric Lindros? Because he had so many concussions, cutting across the middle and getting hit hard, one by Scott Stevens, that the Rangers told him that he was going to get fined $10,000 every time he would cut through the middle and put himself in that position. So one time he did it, came back to the bench like, Biggie, you're fined 10 grand. You can't do it. He came back the next day with 100 grand. He goes, this is for the next 10 times I'm going to do it.
Come on.
Yeah. He was like, here, that's in the next 10 times I'm going to do it. So like players have a mind of their own. And I get that. It's your body. You play the game. If you feel like you got to cut across the middle and you're big Eric Lindros and, you know, you've had concussion, but you want to keep doing it, they're going to keep doing it. If Jack wants to get a surgery and he feels comfortable with one surgery and not with the other, and I'll include myself and I'll include you guys. We are stubborn creatures when it comes to that. And we do what we feel is best for us. And sometimes it doesn't work.
It's crazy to think that we're at this point. You know, it's absolutely crazy. What's coming up when we come back, Marty? Are we doing this or that? Are you ready to rock in that category?
I'm ready to rock. I've got some great ones, by the way. I don't know if you guys have been watching the last few days of the Olympics, but, you know, a couple of things that stood out to me in the Olympics. A breakfast this or that. I had a great breakfast.
Craig, have you been watching the Olympics at all?
No.
Okay, we'll be right back with Marty's amazing this or that. Mike Peck at 11. Named assistant coach of the Rochester Americans. Look forward to chatting with him. Longtime Buffalo Sabre captain. We'll have a good chat with him at 11 o'clock. Stick around. This or that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I've got some hair now. If you're watching it on MSG, we don't have the clippers on the this or that graphics that we put up, so I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Instigators here on WGR 550 and MSG. Time for this or that. At 11 o'clock this morning, Michael Pekka, newly added to the coaching staff of the Rochester Americans, is going to join us, which makes me start right here. This or that, boys. PD, I'll start with you. Who has the better hair? Seth Appert or Michael Pekka? This or that?
Oh, sorry, Seth. Sorry, Seth. But you got Pecks there with the flow and the shadow. He shaves at 7 a.m. and he's got a beard by noon.
Yes, he does.
No, Seth is taking a backseat to Pecks, unfortunately. But still, Seth's got a good head of hair.
Seth's got a great head of hair, but I think Pekka wins that one. This or that, Rivs, who's got the better hair, Pecks or Seth Appert?
Appert, no question. He was nice, clean, tight, beautiful little comb over there. Every single hair was in place. Pecks is a little bit more rusty. He's got that like he's been hiding in the bush for a couple weeks.
He's got
like
the lumberjack look.
100%. Yeah, there's absolutely no question that Seth Appert has the hair.
Okay. Well, good. I like that you guys are 1-1. I will say Pecks, but it could be debatable depending on the day.
Debatable. We're sitting here looking at pictures of Seth Appert right now. His hair is perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, but Pecks is also Captain Crunch. So if we say if we don't say him, he'll hit us hard at 11 o'clock when we have him on. Okay.
He's Captain Crossword, not Captain Crunch.
Michael Pecka's Captain
Crossword. Oh, coffee and a crossword. Oh, yeah. This guy USA is insane. Today. Yep. There you go.
He used to get it on the road every morning.
Where you go? He's walking around with a paper half flipped over there, and he's doing his crossword every day.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Maybe we'll ask him if he's ever done the New York Times crossword and see if he's really that good when he comes on at 11. Okay. So I don't know if you guys watch a lot of the Olympics. I have. So this morning I'm watching Canada take on Latvia in beach volleyball, women's beach volleyball, and it's on the Canadian TV channel. CBC. Okay. And Canada lost the first set. And the girl that's commenting, the analyst, is like, well, tough loss in the first set, 14-21. I'm like, wait a minute. It's 21-14. It's not 14-21. So I'm asking you this or that. Is it okay to put the lower score first when you announce the score? Is it 14-21 or 21-14? Rivs, you have the floor, this or that.
Is this the amazing diss or dat we were waiting for?
No, there's a few more, but
I'm trying to figure out right now. Beach volleyball.
When's the good stuff?
Did you just say beach volleyball?
Yeah.
Do they even have beaches in Latvia?
Well, I'm sure they do.
How are they supposed to train, Marty?
Okay. You know what? Austin Matthews played hockey in Arizona, and he's the best goal scorer in the league right now. So let's not throw shade where, you know. On all of that. So anyway, you're off the case, Rivs.
Does Latvia have beaches?
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
The bathing suits that the Latvian women were wearing, were they brown?
No, they were white.
White. Okay.
Yeah, their flag is kind of a burgundy brownish.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Right? Did they? I was saying thinking brown, but burgundy. Were they wearing burgundy?
No, they were white with a little LAT on the back or something. But Petey, help me out here. If you don't like it, we'll move on. So you go ahead.
No,
is it okay to say, like, hockey, for example? Sabres lose 4-1. The next day you wake up, and my daughter one time she goes, "Hey, Dad, I saw Sabres lost 1-4 yesterday." No, daughter.
No. Did you call her daughter?
Yeah, because she calls
me daughter. Don't call me daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you got to say the higher score first. Just sounds weird the other way.
The only thing you
unless
can say.
Unless
it's tennis. Thank you. That's the argument I was waiting for. Okay, last Olympic one. Canada beat U.S. in soccer. Okay, 1-0. Canada had one shot on goal in a penalty kick. They had one shot on goal. U.S. is the better team. Are you guys okay?
Whoa. With the what? Who won the game?
Okay.
Who won the game, Marty?
You're up in Canada right now. You can flag put your flag out on the porch or whatnot.
How many shots did Canada have on net?
One, and it was a penalty kick. It was on a penalty. That's the only shot they had on net, and they won one.
You only need one.
So I'm asking you, are you
literally only need one shot in soccer to win? That's what's sad about the sport, period. Never mind whether Canada beat the U.S. or not.
Well, I'm asking you,
what is Canada good at?
Canada's great in canoe.
We're amazing at soccer, apparently.
Well, that's obviously a no doubt.
They're great in sprinting. They got two in the finals of the 200-meter man, and Andre DeGrasse won a bronze in the 100-meter man. So, but anyway, I'm asking you, are you okay with the underdog winning when it's that lopsided, or would you rather the favorite to win and have a chance to go and get
good? How many shots did the U.S. have?
Probably 8 or 9 or 10. The Canadian goalie made a bunch.
Megan,
of
is it Rapinoe?
Rapinoe, yeah.
So Megan Rapinoe has been very vocal about how poorly they've been playing.
Yes, she has.
As a team. And I love her, by the way. I think she's amazing. But she's just been saying how badly they've been playing, and simple as that. So, I mean, they have not played well enough to get to the gold medal, and they should have beaten Canada handily. Like, it should not have even been an issue.
I didn't even know Canada was in it.
Do you know Christine St. Clair there, Rivs?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, okay.
She's on the team. She's been on the team multiple years.
Isn't she like 40?
Yeah, she's the elder statesman on that team, and she finally has a chance now to win a gold medal. Like, they're in the gold medal game. They're getting a medal.
There's
for
another.
Sure.
There's another girl that is really good on Canada too. I think she's a forward, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
I think Claire is a midfielder, is she not?
I have no idea. Yeah, so, but another, anyway, are you okay with the favorite losing like that?
Yeah, or? All right. You got to listen. I mean, you can be a favorite, but if you don't do what it takes to win, and obviously Canada knew that they had absolutely zero business being in this game, and they figured out as a team, how is the only way we're going to beat the United States? They're a
by drawing a penalty. By drawing a penalty.
Did they not beat him in overtime?
No.
Or in shootout?
No, they
beat him. A penalty kick.
There was a foul in the box, which was barely a foul, but they went to VAR and they called it a foul. So the girl got a penalty kick in the game to score. That was their
and
only
shot on
goal.
That was the
only
shot on net.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. That's so amazing. It's embarrassing.
They won.
It really, it's
but
like,
listen,
it,
I mean, Canada knew that they had to defend. I'm sure they had, you know,
that was literally,
they were probably playing a formation that just did not allow any breakdowns. And, you know, if you can play that to somewhat perfection, then you're going to give yourself a chance to win a soccer game. And you're going to hope that they're playing with two forwards, because everybody else is on defense. Yeah, you're hoping that those two forwards that can go and score, get a, you know, a penalty kick inside the 18 yard box.
Is it
great? Honestly, unbelievable analysis of soccer right there. I swear, I'm not even kidding. I know you come from a soccer family though. So.
Okay, let's move on. Quickly this morning, I had a great breakfast sandwich. Now, I had the option of putting mayo on my bacon, egg, and cheese, ketchup, or mayo and ketchup. This, that, or the other thing. What do you do with a great breakfast sandwich? Do you just put mayo? Do you just put ketchup? Or you put both? Rivs, you're the expert in breakfast sandwiches, I would assume. So what do you do? This, that, or the other thing?
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant?
Yeah.
Does mayonnaise factor in there at all?
I've never heard of that in my entire life.
Oh, you got to try it. I did ketchup and mayo, and it was fantastic. But either ketchup or mayo or both. This, that, the other thing.
Mayonnaise and eggs, to me, just sound, I don't think there's a more disgusting combo. Right. Like, you have chocolate and peanut butter in the world is like probably the greatest combo next to Gretzky curry. And you're going to tell me that mayonnaise and eggs belong anywhere on the same plate?
When you make egg salad, you don't put mayonnaise in your egg salad?
Hot eggs, then.
That's
hot
incredible.
Eggs.
Comeback,
well, yeah.
Marty.
Nice
you
comeback.
Are on fire today.
Hot eggs.
When's the last time you had an egg salad sandwich?
Oh, at my grandma's house years ago, maybe.
You know what my mother puts in egg salad sandwiches?
Green onion.
Mustard.
Mustard and green onion.
Yeah. Little mustard in there.
Yeah, that's is I don't know if that I just thought
we're not breaking open the vault of like some special recipe.
I thought sometimes
it will have like a little yellowy look to it too. That's not just the yolk from the egg. That's some
Dijon
mustard.
Dijon ketchup.
Dijon ketchups.
Okay, because you mentioned Gretzky, I'm gonna go this. Who is the better invite at a Stanley Cup party? Wayne Gretzky, who was invited to John Cooper's Stanley Cup party, or the full Irish band, bagpipes, boom, boom drums that preceded Ryan McDonagh into the Irish pub when he brought in the Stanley Cup for his fans and family.
Where's he from?
He's from Minnesota, I believe. He played at Wisconsin, but I think he's from Minnesota. But with a name like McDonagh, maybe that is Irish. But he walked in with a full-out bagpipe, band, drums, and then he had the cup. I thought that was pretty good. So who's the better invite?
Maybe
the
McDonagh is an Irish name. Maybe McDonagh.
It is, but anyway. So what's the better invite, Gretzky or the bagpipes?
I was wondering why Gretzky was with John Cooper so much. I saw him on the golf course with your super buddy there, Sheldon Surrey. I thought Gretzky was maybe the new keeper of the cup for John Cooper. What's the connection here? I mean,
Gretzky lay off the cup? Like, he pretty much dominated the thing for how many years? All of a sudden, like 35 years later, he's back hugging the cup and stuff.
Gretz just doesn't remember his Stanley Cup party, so he's trying to crash other ones. Seriously, what's going on here? To answer your question, Gretzky. I mean, if Gretzky can lead me anywhere.
Yeah, but doesn't he take away from the whole, like, you won the cup because Gretzky's there?
Bagpipes can lead my casket to my final destination site, but I don't need it to lead me in with a cup.
Peter's Irish?
No, but I mean, I still like the bagpipes, though.
That would be a great this or that at some point. Which one of you guys can play the bagpipes better, Petey or Rivs, this or that? I'd love to see that.
I think bagpipes are super annoying.
Don't say that.
I couldn't disagree with you more. I think the accordion is annoying.
It's right up there.
Okay.
Bagpipes they make you emotional.
Guitar, some guys singing Irish tunes. Bam.
Okay, yes. Last but not least, I went to a movie with my son. On Sunday night, I believe it was. Yeah, I went to a movie with my son Sunday night. We went to see Black Widow, the new Marvel Scarlett Johansson one. So she's fighting with Disney right now because in her contract, she was to get a proceed of the movie tickets and all of that. But Disney is releasing the movie on Disney Plus at the same time, which means less people going to the movie theater, less money for Scarlett Johansson. Is it Johansson or Johansson? I never remember. But anyway, Scarlett Johansson, or Disney? Who do you got in this fight? This or that? Petey, you go first.
Well, financially, I'm taking Disney. But but morally, I'm taking Scarlett Jo.
Yeah. Is it Johansson? That's a
Disney. Yeah, Scarlett Johansson. Yeah.
Okay. Rivs, who do you
got? You don't remember Scarlett that from Johansson? Entourage?
Marty, no, did you go to a theater?
Yeah, I went to a movie theater, popcorn. I was so disappointed. I went to the kiosk. No, the popcorn was great, but I always butter. No, just regular salt. Oh, don't want it too salty. But I went in to the kiosk and ordered the Bunch of Crunch, you know, like the chocolate Bunch of Crunch. They didn't have it anymore. They didn't have the Bunch of Crunch anymore. I had to get M&M's.
Never even heard of that before.
Oh my gosh.
I ordered chocolate covered almonds when I went and tortured myself at Space Jam 2. And those chocolate covered almonds at the movie theaters are the most disgusting things you'll ever eat in your entire life.
Really?
Yeah, they were terrible.
You got to go with the Reese's Pieces.
But anyway, who's going to win this? Disney or Scarlett Johansson?
I'm going to go with Scarlett Johansson.
Really? Like a breach of contract?
I mean, it's in her contract, is it not?
Yeah.
Okay,
but that she gets a piece. They didn't say that they were going to release it or not. They just said you're getting a percentage of the gates. They can do whatever they want.
I think if she's taken on Disney, she must believe in what she's saying. Hey, Craig, I have something here for both of you before we leave, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
The Latvian coastline is more than 500 kilometers, 300 miles long. Most of it is vast and secluded white sand beaches that are nothing less than spectacular. For thousands of years, the open Baltic Sea and the Gulf of Riga has formed it. Well, that's where it cut off. But someone sent that to me.
No way.
We have someone on Twitter that sent that to me about.
That's amazing. Said,
do Latvia even have beaches? Apparently, they've got about 300 miles worth.
Yeah, 500 kilometers of beaches, white beaches.
Well, you're American, Marty, so it's 300 miles.
Okay, 300 miles. Whatever. I'll use whatever you want to say. Okay, we got to go because we got to take a quick break, one segment, and then Michael Pekka at 11, new assistant coach of the Rochester Americans, will join us. That was This or That here on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're going to keep this one short. Michael Pekka going to join us at 11 o'clock, and he is the newest member of the Sabres organization. He's been named the assistant coach of the Rochester Americans. Per one of our discussions in Dis or Dat, thank you, Paul, for tweeting this in. Guys, mayonnaise is made from eggs.
Yeah.
I just want to, I think mayonnaise and eggs both, either together or separately, are two of the most disgusting things that humans can consume.
You don't like mayo?
I bet you I could open my fridge right now. I don't have mayonnaise.
When I was a kid, my mom bought the Miracle Whip, the salad dressing, and she called it mayonnaise. It's not mayonnaise. You have to get real mayonnaise. Like, Miracle Whip is completely different.
We had both in our house, but my brother and I liked the Miracle Whip.
Okay.
That's, I don't know why.
Different texture. It's a little I think mayonnaise may be a little bit more fluffy, thicker, maybe. I don't know.
But I don't remember. I don't even know what you guys are talking
about. French fries with mayonnaise?
I pulled it out of the fridge and I knew one was, I don't know what they taste like. I just slapping it on bread. Let's go.
French fries with mayonnaise. You put a little side of mayonnaise and you dip your French fries in it. Never. So good. No. So good.
First time I ever heard that was Pulp Fiction. That's the Royale with cheese. Right. We're going to go to break. So we're on time for Captain Crunch. Michael Pekka will join us here at 11 o'clock. He was hired. He's the assistant coach of the Rochester Americans. And I look forward to hearing what he has to say, because I'm sure he's going to be a wonderful coach. More to come right here.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.